And it is time for Arts Live and Local. It is June 12th, and we're almost in the middle of June, but the rest of the month is packed so solidly that we're going to double up. My guests today, I have two live guests, but they're actually three live guests, because just like corporations are people, bands are people too. So you'll be hearing from them in a minute. I do want to open this show, though, with a tribute to someone very special and dear in my life and in the lives of many people in Oregon, whether or not you knew her, Marcy Westerling, who founded the Rural Organizing Project and was an organizer supreme with a capital O, transitioned on Wednesday night after over five years dealing with stage 4 ovarian cancer. She inspired people all over the country, all over the world in the last few years who were dealing with cancer, people who never met her, but found her to be helping them in their lives dealing with the traumas that go with. So we miss Marcy, but she is always with us. Marcy Westerling, presente, and another person who made a difference in this world, who many of you may know from The Weavers, for the older folks, and from her singing with Holly Near in the more recent days, and that's the fabulous Ronnie Gilbert. So here's a piece from The Weavers that goes out to all those people who have left us in body and are still very much with us. Thanks for being here for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. Delighted to be here.
We are traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before, but we'll all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in,
go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
when
go,
the marching saints go marching in,
oh, Lord, I want you to be in that number.
When the sun begins to shine, and when the sun begins to shine, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the sun begins to shine,
oh, when the trumpet sounds a call, oh, when the trumpet sounds a call, oh Lord, I want to be in that number.
Well, that was Ronnie Gilbert and the Weavers, and you're hearing some, oh, you're hearing guitar, but that's because it's the rest of the Weavers going on. I thought it was one of my guests. All kinds of surprises right here at Coast Community Radio with live radio, and it is live indeed. So we're trying to decide which of the jewels that I have here to start with. And I think because this is the big surprise, it was a big surprise to me, and that is that Ryan Dabrowski, who is the well-known as the drummer for Blind Pilot, as well as Hook and Anchor, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So then suddenly it turns out that he's got a whole nother life that has been hiding somewhere. I don't know. Do most people know that you're an artist, a visual artist?
I wouldn't say most people, but most people that have known me for more than 10 years know that I'm a visual artist.
Okay.
That's what I was doing before Blind Pilot sort of became the priority.
But took over
life. That's what I went to school for, and I had a little gallery in Portland
for
a couple years.
The plot thickens. Well, you're hearing Ryan Dabrowski. Is this your first time on KMUN?
It is not my first time in here, but I think it's my first time speaking into a microphone at KMUN. Yes.
Oh, so you are a speaking virgin.
Yes.
A radio speaking virgin. That's what we would have.
I'm really glad it's with you.
I love it. Okay. So this is streaming out all over the world. I hope you're all tuned in. If you're not familiar, if you're not from Oregon, you still should be familiar with Blind Pilot. However, you may not be familiar with Ryan's paintings. And so I brought him in here today because he has his first show at Imogen Gallery.
Correct.
In Astoria. Have you shown anywhere else in Astoria?
There is the Lovell Room, which is next to Fort George. Right. And I don't think they're doing art shows anymore there.
They put all those caskets up there.
Yeah.
Beer.
But before the big old beer barrels went in there, I had a show, and it was great.
Okay.
It was a nice space.
Okay. Well, now this is an official gallery,
yes.
Beautiful gallery, right on 11th and Marine Drive. And best thing to do is ditch your car and walk there, because I tried to go today, and this town of Astoria is entirely parked up. And this is at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, so beware. But you'll have a chance to see the art for a whole month, but tomorrow night is the big night. Tomorrow night is Astoria's Art Walk. It's the second Saturday. And galleries all over town are participating, galleries and some shops as well. And I'll tell you what some of the other galleries are doing. I did host Dan Supple last week to tell us about Supple Rockers, and he's over at Old Town Framing, along with Rod Nichols. I was just telling folks that Rod is another one who is known in this area as a chef, and it turns out he too is a visual artist. So two surprises tomorrow night, and we'll give you more of the details. Ryan's show is called On My Own, new series of oil paintings and drawings inspired by a solo bike trek through Iceland. Bike trek? What is the story here? And what did you do? Did you bring a little sketchbook with you? What do you do?
I brought a sketchbook and then a very cheap plastic film camera.
Oh, okay.
And that's sort of how I documented things while I was there. And so, yeah, it was about a year ago I went.
How long were you on the bike?
It was, I was there for 1 month and rode a little over 1,000 miles. There's a ring road that does the perimeter.
Did you run into many people?
Of the island. Very few people live in Iceland, especially once you get out of Reykjavik. So
That's what I'm thinking.
I landed, and it was there was you know, a decent amount of people. It didn't wasn't too dissimilar from Astoria in vibe, actually. It's a pretty
in great, Reykjavik.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it felt fairly familiar to me.
And what language? A lot of people speak English.
Nearly everyone speaks English. So,
because Icelandic is not
is known. Tricky. Yeah.
Although I do understand that this year for the Scandinavian Festival, which is opening in a week, they have a junior Miss Iceland, because that's the one country of the five Scandinavian countries that is not well represented here.
Can't wait to watch.
Maybe I was thinking maybe made some new friends. You could invite them over to to represent. Why Iceland? How did that come about?
I can't say exactly what first kind of pulled me towards that place, but I've had an interest in that landscape for a while in the country, and I think maybe is probably music that first turned me onto it. Is my guess probably Bjork. And then I started getting more interested in it. And then I had a good friend that did a bike tour around Iceland, and as well as my brother and his wife did. And they said it was like the best trip they've ever been on. So
where did you sleep? Did you have a tent or you stayed at a motel?
I camped every night.
Camped.
Yeah.
Okay. I just realized after I said that motels, there's not even any people. Why would there be motels?
So you can camp any where there, which is nice. It's just sort of like a law that all of the land is public, so you can camp wherever. And even if it's on like a farmer's land, you can camp there, you know.
They on private property.
Yeah, you know, you're encouraged to go tell them that you're going to be doing that. But it's very, very welcoming. And the weather is harsh and there's...
What time of year were you there?
I was right when the season... They only really have winter and summer there, and I was there for, the switch-off. So it was snowing when I landed, and then it was pretty nice and sunny when
I did you bike in the snow?
I did bike in the snow. I had a face
mask
and ski goggles.
You're an Oregonian. How do you know about snow?
biking in snow it's a little tricky, but it was great.
It's an experience.
And luckily that was like right at the beginning of, you know, so like my spirits were really high.
Right, and your adrenaline too.
Yeah.
Probably.
So I didn't really care that much.
That's great.
Yeah.
So now let's go back, because you already gave us some information about having a gallery at some point. Have you been a visual artist from the time you were a child? Have you been involved in drawing and painting or what?
Both my parents are visual artists. My mom is a painter and my dad's a black and white photographer. And so there was always kind of things being made at my house, and I had access to a lot of materials, which was great.
Are either of them involved in music?
My dad plays a little guitar, and they sing Johnny Cash songs together, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But,
June Carter.
But very very casually involved in music.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is interesting, seeing some parallels here with my second guest and the other. Yeah, this incredible friendship here. So you went to high school in Eugene then?
Yeah. I did all my schooling in Eugene.
And were you encouraged to be in, to keep on making art?
Yeah, it wasn't like a hard sell, but I think a lot of kids sort of get discouraged from it, you know, sort of being told that you can't make a living out of it. And because my parents did. It was like, go ahead and major in painting. Wow. Like, that's great that you want to do that.
Nice. So you did. Mm-hmm. And did you take business classes too so you could open a gallery?
I did not. And I kind of wish that I had.
Because
running a business is tricky.
It's a whole different ball game. The marketing is the worst part for a lot of visual artists.
So but after Eugene, I moved to Portland and had a little studio and then opened a gallery.
Now, were you making music all this time or no?
I was. And
always drums.
No. Always drums. Okay. Yeah. And nothing had quite stuck. And then, you know, Israel and I met at U of O, but I moved up to Portland before him. And but then we reconnected once he moved to Portland and started playing again. And
we're going to get deep into that in a minute. First, I want to hear about this show that we're going to hear tomorrow night, because Iceland is a huge... It feels as though, I don't know how big it is size-wise. I'm doing this with my hands, folks, so you can't see. But the sky must be very large. So what are we going to see?
So there's a... The landscape is very much kind of made out of lava beds. And there's volcanoes everywhere and waterfalls everywhere.
Ooh, exciting.
And it's a really dynamic landscape. It's very different from here in that there's almost no trees in Iceland, which was a strange thing to adjust to. But it was really great being there. And before, I had been sort of doing these landscapes from my imagination, but they really very closely resembled the landscape of Iceland. So that was kind of neat to
when you did them from your imagination, were you thinking of Iceland, or were you just, this was a landscape that you related to?
It was just sort of a landscape that I wanted to be in.
Cosmic. And so then you found it. And are your pieces as large and stark as the landscape?
The pieces are around, they're like 3 by 4 feet. So they're big. They're big, but not huge, I guess.
And these are oil paintings.
It's all, all oil paintings. There's some graphite drawings in there as well.
What did you do with the graphite?
The graphite, sometimes I would do a, an image, and then erase it. That gives us a certain effect that kind of captures a mood that I was interested in at the time of creating something and then taking it away.
And it's still landscape, though.
It's still landscape, yeah. But there's these three abstract pieces that are just variation in line pressure. And that's more sort of like a, thinking about rhythms and this repetitive motion day after day and routine of it.
Any color?
Not in the drawings, but in the oil paintings, yeah.
So where did the color come from in the landscape?
I have my palette that I sort of go to, but the light in Iceland is really one of the most incredible things, because it's so far north, and and the days kept getting longer and longer, so,
Did you get lonely there?
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's hardly anyone to talk to, and it's a different type of lonely, though. It's like, it wasn't, it was lonely, but it was kind of comforting in ways. It's unlike feeling lonely in a city, which sort of feels like you're being rejected by everything, and this was sort of like a loneliness, but being connected.
Right. Would you go back, or would you recommend?
I would love to go back, and I would definitely recommend going there for
and
anyone.
Do you, okay, so this is tomorrow night, and are you going to be there at the gallery tomorrow night?
I will be there.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
From 5 to 8.
Great. Okay, so tomorrow evening, you can see Ryan's work at Imogen Gallery. It's a beautiful gallery on the corner of 11th. It's on 11th, corner of Marine Drive on the east side, and I'm very much looking forward. I told Ryan I tried to see paintings today, so I would know. I wouldn't have to ask him all these questions, but this is probably better since everyone all over the world now can envision your pieces. But it's going to be from 5 to 8, as he mentioned. And then, do you know how long the show is up?
It's going to be up for the month until the next art walk, which I believe the next art walk is July 7th.
Okay.
So it'll come down just before then.
Okay, so you do have time. It's always fun to go when the artist is there, so you can check out and ask him questions about all kinds of things. Now, one of the things we talked about just now was the fact that you did a bicycle ride. Let me introduce my second guest, who's sitting patiently. Hi there.
Hi.
Wait a minute.
Oh, am
oh,
I
there
on?
You are. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. I turned on your guitar, but
oh,
not
I see.
Your. Okay. So my second guest is Israel Nebeker, who is not a radio virgin. I won't talk about anything else in your life, but certainly Israel's been my guest for many, many years. Actually, it might have been before Blind Pilot, too. You used to come in for folk shows. And
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and play whatever on your guitar. And now the two of you got together, Ryan started to give us something about it. But I recollect that you started out on bicycles. What was that about? How did that happen?
Yeah.
Are you a bicycle rider too?
Yeah. Yeah. We were both living in Portland. Like Ryan said, we met up there. Oh, back off the mic. Okay.
A little bit.
I should know this.
Yes.
Every
mic is different though.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we decided that we wanted to go on a bike trip down the West Coast. And neither of us saved up enough money at our crummy Portland jobs to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that music would be a good way to fund it. And that was the beginning of Blind Pilot. We came out here to Astoria and we stayed out at the Net Loft and recorded there and took it on the road.
So you met at college as just two tall, good-looking young men. They're both
exactly.
very tall.
Very good-looking.
And very good-looking. That may be another motivation to come to the Art Center. And how did you meet? I mean, was it because of the music that you met?
It was through music.
It was
friends who we both played music with and knew there. Yeah.
Okay. So then a lot of people know the history from there, and we're not going to. What I'd love to do right now is maybe have you guys play us something. Would that work?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to mess with the buttons while you go for it.
All right.
This is Israel Nebeker and Ryan Dabrowski of Blind Pilot. They're here today at Arts Live and Local. Each one of them has something special going on. This week, we just heard from Ryan about his art show that's opening tomorrow evening from 5 to 8 at Imogen Gallery in Astoria, his first art show in a gallery in Astoria. And then we'll talk a little later about Israel's work with the Astoria Music Festival. But right now, let's hear from Israel and Ryan of Blind Pilot.
Okay.
There are those among us willing to get by on anything. Hollow hope of what is coming, a lifetime dangled by a string. But this ocean dives so deeply, and this river runs so wide, I won't be counted one among them till my soul is satisfied. Brick and brick of buried hunger, keeping all desire dark. And then we are like lions, we are tearing it apart. There are those among us lying, saying nothing is for free. And then we are like lions, and we will not leave until we eat. Playing kings and playing peasants, do we give what we are owed? An eagle comes and talks of failure, a rabbit offers up its throat. Will they buy even our breathing? A river strangled by a dam. Less than 1% are taking. So tell me who dries up this land. Is it worse to see no future? Is it worse to be afraid? And then we are like lions pumping fire in our veins. We are born with perfect need, and then we are like lions. We are baring all our teeth. It is coming down the mountain, fear that holds you like the cold. It wants to settle in your footprints, keep you still from where you're going. All you think you know of losing, all you doubt of innocence. That big sky still hangs above you, every day just wants to quit. There's no light you see to guide you, and it scares you just the same. And then we are like lions, nothing dares get in our way. See your faithless sails drifting, and your truth just cut apart. And then we are like lions, we are golden in our hearts. We are like lions, we are standing on 2 feet, hanging on the kitchen wall for everyone to see. Get out your banjo so we can sing. There are winds that wrap and hold me, there are whispers in the tree. I cannot hold all that is sacred, they are holding on to me. Kiss the years that all are dying, kiss the face that makes you stay. They are in your rhythms walking, they are showing you the way. Breath and breath above the sickness, shouting threats upon your life. Then we are like lions, we are fool enough to fight. It will cheat you in the balance, taking more than left to live. And then we are like lions, we are strong enough to give. Then we are like lions, we are strong enough to give.
Oh. Oh, that's fabulous. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah. Is that one of the new songs?
That's one of the new songs on this album that Blind Pilot's been making for quite a long time.
Yeah, I think so. Any thoughts about when that might be?
It's still in process, so it's hard to pinpoint, but we're hoping for like late this year. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least definitely done with all of the recording and mixing, and then the actual release process doesn't happen right as soon as you're done.
That's okay.
Then other people
you'll be
get
able
involved.
To breathe at least.
Yes.
By then.
I'll be.
I'm sure.
A victorious day.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a celebration. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
And when was the last album out? Is this the last one that I have?
So
We Are the Tide?
Ago. Yeah,
1996.
Get out of here. You guys weren't even born then. Stop. No.
It was 2011.
Okay. Thank you, wise guy.
And also, that album that you're holding, Ryan did all the work for that.
I was just going to say, this is a gorgeous album. Now I'm getting... See, who knew?
Mm-hmm.
That is... Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Ryan's art has been a pretty integral part of the band since its inception.
And this was before Iceland.
That's before Iceland, yes.
Yeah. But I see now what you mean about...
Yeah, there's some similarities.
Your attraction to this kind of... open space, and then the more abstract one. It's the same. These are just beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so now I haven't seen the paintings, but I've seen the cover of the Blind Pilot album, and I can highly Wonderful. Where did you record this one? Whose barn is that?
That is the North 45, Teresa and Packy's barn.
46.
Oh, yes.
46.
Yeah.
Right. I thought I recognized that. Isn't that where somebody got married and had their...
I've been to a couple weddings out
there. Yeah. I think I was at that at one point. Beautiful. Blind Pilot. Who else is in the band?
Well, Luke Yitzdy. Katie Claiborne, Dave Jorgensen, and Ian Crist.
Okay. It's interesting, though, because the two of you together have just a beautiful sound. I don't know how it came out over the radio, folks. I did my best, but I can tell it was just beautiful hearing the two of you. And then it's another sound when all six of you are together. So
yeah,
it's a whole nother experience. But excellent. So... Ryan, in your life, what would you say is do you have any sense of what the balance is in terms of music and art at this point in your life?
Well, I mean, it goes back and forth. It kind of goes in waves. Like, I don't necessarily, do both things simultaneously that well, and because both things take quite a bit of focus. And so, you know, when the band is really going and we're recording or touring, then almost all of my focus is on that, although I am constantly absorbing and, like, having ideas, and I keep a little sketchbook that I write down ideas, so then when I do go back into my studio, then I can put all of that into the work.
Do you have an art studio here in Astoria these days, or is that...
I do in Alderbrook.
In Alderbrook.
Yeah,
okay.
out on the water. It's a really great space out there.
Excellent. Okay, so now they're both... And what do you call home these days?
I'm down in...
Archgate,
down south. But I'm here almost daily.
We're going to call you both Clatsop County residents, and you know, that's it. We're claiming, and that's good to go. So wonderful. Speaking of going, I know that Ryan needs to get on the road. However, he's got all this equipment in here, and there is a window if you want to trek it out.
just toss it out the window.
I don't know about toss, but I'm sure we can figure something out. Or you can hang out, and because I wanted. Israel to tell us about his new venture, which I believe is new, isn't it? What you've done. This is happening, as you all know, hopefully, from listening to this radio station. And of course, if you're local, you would know that the Astoria Music Festival begins tomorrow and it runs for 3 weeks of all kinds of stuff. And it's quite wonderful. And you can find it online. You can find it in the Coast Weekend. You can find it in Hipfish. Go to AstoriaMusicFestival.org. Or just, if you're local, check in at the festival office, 1271 Commercial, which also happens to be an art gallery, Tempo Art Gallery.
All right.
So, yeah, the art in this town has taken over every piece. The music already had. There's music everywhere we go. And... which is why I kind of chuckle when I hear the term burgeoning, because that to me speaks of something blooming and beginning. And we are so there. We are so there.
Yeah.
So, but this, what you are doing is on Tuesday, that's the 16th,
right.
This coming Tuesday, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center, that's 16th and Franklin. The festival takes place mostly at the Liberty and the Performing Arts Center, but there are also events at various churches during the week. And tell us what this is. You were commissioned by the Astoria Music Festival to do what?
So, yeah, Keith Clark, who's an amazing conductor and long time... Oh, back off the mic. Okay. he invited me to come out to the festival this year, and I saw it as an opportunity to invite a new friend of mine, Richie Green, who's an arranger, composer living in Portland. And so he's done arrangement for a string quartet for this set that I'll be playing at the PAC.
So what's the music? Did you write?
Yeah, these are all my own songs, but they're it'll be me on guitar, ukulele, and then string quartet accompanying me. And
so Richie took your song and right. arranged it for the string quartet, or?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and then did the players also have options to move things around, or
no,
definitely okay.
not. No, I, you know, I
you
mean,
sit there this, and you play those.
No, notes. It's interesting though, because that's the way that probably it would happen in my world of, you know, folk music. You
right.
sit down and organically
right.
arrange things together.
Yes.
That's the way we do it in Blind Pilot. And,
yeah.
But in this world, you know, the classical world is very different. So Richie makes the scores, and they get the scores, and they play that. And,
okay.
But however,
is that good for you?
It's
easier because you know what? I mean, it's
like,
not going to change.
I mean, I like both ways. Both have advantages. Mm-hmm. But one thing, Sergei Antonov,
yes.
the cellist,
yes.
he'll be playing a couple songs also, just the two of us, and he's arranged his own parts
mm-hmm.
for that.
Oh, that should be fun, though.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed working with him? Have you had a chance?
Yeah. So he played a show with a Newport Folk Festival with Blind Pilot a couple years back.
Oh, God, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's got to be Astoria and Astoria Music Festival mm-hmm. inspired, because
right,
how
right.
would Sergei
yeah.
Antonov have known Blind Pilot?
Exactly.
And thank you, Carrie Lewis, for getting things together, bringing these young musicians. I know this time Ilya's going to be back again on piano.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
fabulous
yeah.
too. Yeah, I remember another time where Blind Pilot showed up in an email of mine for something going on in Seaside, and it had to do with NPR. Ari?
Right.
Ari Shapiro?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, wait a minute, what is going on in my world? I'm getting confused here because
sure.
these two completely separate parts of the world are coming together and entwining themselves, and it's
yeah.
wonderful. It's
mm-hmm.
really rich. What mm-hmm. else have you been doing in music outside of Blind Pilot and other work, for example, something like this.
Right.
So different.
Right. Well, I love hearing Ryan talk about his artwork and this place that he goes to off of tour when he's not doing things with Blind Pilot, to go to kind of quiet landscapes mm-hmm. and create in that space. And that's sort of the same thing that I do, but when I'm writing songs. So that's mostly what I've been doing, and it's all you know, integrated into Blind Pilot. But yeah,
wow. Well, this is exciting again. This coming Tuesday, the 16th, it's at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center. You can get your tickets at the festival office, 1271 Commercial, or you can go online at AstoriaMusicFestival.org. I think it's a good idea, actually. The pack seats 250, and you just never know. Sometimes there are 15 people in the audience, and sometimes things sell out. It's quite a surprise here. So, Songs of the Night, and there's also Mozart and Stephen Sondheim and Schoenberg. I'm going like, how did Sondheim get in there with Mozart, Schoenberg? Oh, and Nebucher. That
right.
makes sense. So, excellent. I also noticed that you're going to be playing at the Sou'Wester on the 26th.
Right.
With Nick.
Nick Jaina.
Nick Jaina.
Right.
Did you know him before?
Yeah, yeah. He's an incredible songwriter and has been in the Portland music scene for quite a while.
Yeah, he's been up here, and mm-hmm. I haven't seen him, but I've read about his work. Sounds quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that sounds like a fun evening. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I think in order to liberate Ryan, I'm going to have to let you both go. I'm going to because he's definitely not going anywhere until we open up the studio. Again, Ryan Dabrowski has an opening for his show On My Own, new series of oil paintings and drawings inspired by his solo bike trek through Iceland. And it was more than just a solo bike trek. It was a solo experience, it sounds like. So, by the way, Ryan does have his creds. He's got a BFA through University of Oregon. These are the things that we find out later. Here I thought he was just a drummer. Being a percussionist myself, I thought that was plenty. What was it?
Just a lowly little drummer.
No. You don't understand. That's the top of the line for me. I've got my washboard in the car at all times.
Great.
not a drum like yours. Thank you so much for coming in, Ryan Dabrowski. Israel Nebaker, whose show is going to be Tuesday at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin. That's part of the Astoria Music Festival. It's a full night. But he's done something unusual for him and going to be special for us as well. Anything else we need to know about from either of you before I let you go? Any other surprises you have for us? And Blind Pilot's album will be out sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Good. Okay. They do have the music. It's happening. So that's something very much to look forward to.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Two tall, fabulous guys, good-looking, very talented, creative, and they're ours, and we love them. So, okay, and it is 3:40 here at Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And what I want to do for you right now is play... I didn't test the CD, but I'm going to count on its working. Carrie Gallagher, who does so much here at KMUN, also hosts the Wednesday Folk Show. And I called her up and said, yo, can I have that? And so she gave me a copy. This is a poem. It's called Everyone's Free to Wear Sunscreen. And it's dedicated to the graduates. That is, if it wants to happen. Let's see. There it goes. Okay. And it's often mistakenly attributed to Kurt Vonnegut. That's how most of us heard about it. But actually was written by Mary Schmick and published in the Chicago Tribune in 1997. This version was recorded by Boz Luhrmann in 1999. And the reason I was so attracted to it is because I couldn't have said it better. Congratulations to all the graduates. And whatever you're graduating from, whether it's a part of your life changing, or you're in school, or you're just moving on, or you're just... looking inside and taking account of life. Have a listen. Enjoy. Thanks for being here, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. You never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, on the sunscreen.
Y'all remember this tune? Oh yeah, I think we've all been there. It's been a long time, actually. Last weekend, I missed my 50th college reunion. Back in Ithaca. But I was very glad to be here. So with Pomp and Circumstance in the background, thank you, Carrie, again. And to let you know again what you were listening to before that. Baz Luhrmann, written by Mary Schmick in 1997. Oh my God, this makes me want to walk down the aisle. I don't know. Everyone's free to wear sunscreen. And what else is going on this weekend? The Coaster Theater is opening their comedic murder mystery, It Could Be Any of Us. It's an Alan Ayckbourn play directed by Ryan Hull, Friday and Saturday at 7:30. We love Alan Ayckbourn. Cannon Beach History Museum and Center is Oregon Transformed, World War II Legacies on the Coast, with a 7 p.m. panel. That's tonight. Norman Sylvester Blues Band at the Maritime Tavern in Astoria. The Voodoo has Love Cop and the Adrift Blake Noble tonight and tomorrow, and the Junebugs Sunday to Tuesday, the Horsenecks Wednesday to Thursday. Tomorrow, Beach Books is featuring Tim Lane, Lunch in the Loft at noon, Art and Mindfulness 1 to 4 at the Center for Contemplative Arts in Manzanita, the Sou'wester at 8 o'clock, Something Cool, and Sunday, Colleen and Peter Broderick. Astoria Music Festival, 4 o'clock at the Liberty, Chamber Music, and 7:30, Beethoven with Martin Chalfour, violinist. They are fabulous, I have to say. I much appreciate the Astoria Music Festival. The Bay City Arts Center, Discovery in Stone. This is all Saturday workshops, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4. Cape Disappointment at 7 o'clock, Waikiki Beach Concert, Napua and Friends. And that's traditional and contemporary Hawaiian music. And it is the free day tomorrow, too. We heard from Stephen Wood a couple of weeks ago. Astoria Art Walk, and I told you, let's see. We have the AVA Air, Sarah Hendrickson at 1170 Commercial. We'll show her work. Forsythia, Zamula Fleming, great stuff. Luminary has Charlotte Braun, Brune Mosaics. Astoria Art Loft, 106 3rd, upstairs, 3 to 6 demo. That's 3 to 6 o'clock demo. Jewelry from All Kinds of Stuff by Bridget Wills. Gala is featuring Sid DeLuca's The Car Show. Check out the history, Sid's history. He's got great stories. Tempo, of course, is the Astoria Music Festival office. Old Town Framing, Rod Nichols, with delicious large oil paintings as well as good food from the food web with whom he works. And my guest from last week, Dan Supple and Supple Rockers, made of 6 baseball bats. River Sea Expanse with Don Gray. And the Alcove has sculptor Michelle... sorry, I can't read my writing. Ineffable Tranquility. It sounds wonderful, though. With Jizo and Buddhas. Rats and Company, Dave McCracken. And the Lightbox is 6 o'clock, Plastic Fantastic number 6, with Judge Susan Bernstein. Oh, how fortuitous. But I'm going to go on and tell you what else is happening. Big Gay Skate Night is Saturday night at the Armory after the Roller Dolls finish their goodies. And then Peninsula Pack, Performing Arts Center in Long Beach, is featuring Casey Neal, a wonderful singer-songwriter. And Friday night, tonight, they have open mic. Polaris in Manzanita, 4 to 6 receptions, summer vacation. He was my guest also. Wonderful art. I finally got to see his book art. Sand Dune is featuring Neil Darling Band, Sweet Basil's Julia Michi Trio Birthday Party at 6:30, and the Tillamook Market 9 to 2 with Eric Sky Music. Sunday, Hoffman Music in the Garden every Sunday. This week is the Ferret Family, Fort George, San Francisco's Frankie Boots in and the Company Line, Americana. Carrie Burke in concert at the Methodist Church in Seaside at 2 o'clock, and the Encore Preschoolers at the Seaside Convention Center. And on Wednesday, the NCRD has music 7 o'clock music and workshops with Samba Moore, Black Sheep Brass Band, Tsunami Drummers, Samba Drumming Workshop at 5. And the CCA, the Community Action, has a community conference on poverty from 10 to 3 at Barbie Center. Thursday, lots of social justice. Okay, this is art too, how to make your world a better place. No LNG, very important meeting from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Warrington Community Center. The Time Bank is offering a film at 2:30 at Classic Community College, 2:30 in Seaside, and 6:30 at room 219 up here at the college. Lower Columbia Diversity Project, love stories on marriage equality with some amazing information from 7 to 9 at the Boynton Building. And all day, the Basic Rights Oregon is offering Bites for Rights. Manzanita Left Coast Siesta is participating, and the Urban and the Astoria Coffee House are participating in it with a percentage going for equal rights in our state. The River People Market opens that day, too. Well, I have this one other thing for you, but I am going to, it's not going to be enough time, and I don't want to rush Ursula. You all know Ursula Le Guin. She is an amazingly articulate and delightful person with lots to say, and I don't want to cut her short, so I'm going to play that for you another week. And right now, I'm going to play you something from Ronnie Gilbert. And this is from Ronnie and Holly Neer, who have put out a tremendous amount of very important music. So, let's hear a piece. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being with Coast Community Radio for supporting us all these years and for knowing how to support your local arts. And here is... Hold on, and I'm going to play you that tune. Just want to do it right. So let's have... Holly Neer and Ronnie Gilbert. Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. And also on Monday, by the way, you can head over to the Liberty at noon. In addition to all the Astoria Music Festival, OPB is here to have a live gathering of all this great music, and then they will be sharing it on the radio the following weekend with April Baer and her fabulous art show. Thanks for being here, folks.
It's a mighty long road that these four hands have hold. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road out of your dust bowl, and westward we rode. Your deserts were hot and your mountains were cold. I've wandered all over this green growing land. Wherever your crops are, I've lent you my hand. On the edge of the city, you'll see us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. Again, to gather your hops, dig the beets from the ground, pick the grape from the vine, to set on your table your light, sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty, from dry desert ground, from the grass. Work in this fight. green valleys, I'll work till I die. This land I'll defend from corporate greed, for the power.